welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer, and this past Sunday we kicked off a three-week series. We're talking about the parable of the unmerciful or unforgiving servant in Matthew chapter 18. And I want to read to you from Ephesians chapter 2, actually, and then we'll kind of connect the two. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, it says, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived, in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body, or the flesh and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind." Now that's a picture that the Apostle Paul is giving us of our spiritual condition apart from a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. And it is not good. He says we're following Satan, the power of the prince of the power of the air, that we walked in the passions of our flesh and carrying out the desires of our minds and bodies. And he says we were by nature children of wrath and that we were dead in our sins. But then comes this glorious couple of verses here. Verse 4 says, "But God, being rich in mercy," mercy being that he does not give us what we deserve, the punishment of our sin, rather, he put it on Jesus, "because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." And it goes on, and I mean, he continues to say incredible things after that. But just note there, he says, God has shown us mercy, being rich in mercy, not giving us what we deserved, paying Jesus instead of us, punishing Christ instead of us. And then by grace, we've been saved. We've been given what we don't deserve, life and forgiveness and the righteousness of Christ. You say, what does that have to do with the parable of the unmerciful servant? In that parable, we talked about it week one, you know, Jesus is showing the hypocrisy of receiving the forgiveness of God and then turning around and not forgiving our brothers or sisters. And he tells that story of the servant who owed a 10,000 talent debt to the king, this insurmountable, kind of infinite number almost, talent being the largest measurement of unit of measurement they had, and 10,000 being the single, the Greek, that's the largest single word in Greek for a number. You could say a bigger number by saying thousands of thousands or 10,000s upon 10,000s, but that's the single largest number that had a specific word for it. And so I think Jesus is saying, right, I mean, the debt is just insurmountable. And that's supposed to be our debt of sin. We're supposed to look in the story and see that was my sinfulness. That was my rebellion against God, the weight of my sin. The wages of sin is death. And yet, the Apostle Paul says, the free gift of God is life, eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The king looks at him and he says, oh, please be patient with me and I'll pay it back. And he says, out of compassion for the servant. He's moved in his heart, the king is, and he cancels the debt. That is a picture of salvation, of what God has done for each one of us. When out of compassion, in love, he so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. It's a picture of what we're talking about here, but God being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us. Even when we were dead in our trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. And so I think one of the hopes of this entire series, one of the hope I have of reading Ephesians chapter 2, these verses here, is to help us understand, you know, we're going to talk through the course of this series about, you know, we need to forgive others. But the basis of our forgiveness, the basis of us forgiving others, is God's forgiveness of us. We have had an enormous debt canceled. We have been made alive by the mercy of God, by the grace of God. And people who have truly experienced the grace of God become increasingly gracious people. People who dwell on and enjoy and are stunned by the forgiveness of God, that he's by grace through faith saved us, become increasingly forgiving people. Forgiven people become forgiving people. grace-filled people become gracious people. And so I want to pray for you today, and then I want to encourage you to take some time to pray and say, Lord, help me to believe Ephesians 2, 1 through 5 and 6, that I was dead in my sins, and you've made me alive in Christ. And because of your mercy and your grace being poured out into my life, Lord, will you help me to become a merciful and gracious person? Let me pray for you, and then I would encourage you to take some time to pray for yourself. Father, will you do that in us? Will you take these words off the page and put it into our hearts and our minds, and by your Holy Spirit, help us to understand and appreciate and fully experience the reality of the grace that you've shown us and the forgiveness you've shown us. And may it transform us into being more gracious, forgiving, merciful people. Lord, we love you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to reflect and to pray.